Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has declared war on Christians. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table in a moment with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You and I have often talked about persecution of Christians in the Middle East. I read an article, Iran's terror factory to go after and target Christians. This is an unbelievable activity they're involved in, and it's only a part of what the Bible talks about in the end times.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. The Iranian regime, the Islamic State of Iran, has declared war against the House Church movement in Iran. They did that under Ahmadinejad already, and really in 2005, actually, when he was first elected president. And ever since then, they've used the intelligence services to track down pastors, to close down house churches, to arrest their members. And they're doing that today as well. In this particular case, there's an entire family of pastors, the Beit Tamraz family, who have been arrested, persecuted, jailed in Iran. And what's exceptional about this case is that the Iranians are actually going after them in exile as well. And the Iranians have basically declared publicly there should be an open season on these Iranian exile Christians in Switzerland. So that is really a new wrinkle to this, that they're not just going after Christians inside Iran, but going after them outside as well once they've left.
Ken Timmerman with the details on how the Iranians have declared war on Christians in Iran and around the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report is a very important report, because news gathering organizations are not reporting on the slaughter of Christians around the world today and the destruction of their churches. This report is only the tip of the iceberg on this persecution of Christians in our time. There have been periods of Christian persecution down through history. However, it seems to be intensifying today. This is a precursor to the events of the tribulation period, the 7-year period of judgment that is coming. Those who believe in Jesus Christ today will leave at the rapture of the church going into the heavenlies. And those who get saved in the tribulation period, and there will be a number during that 7-year period of time, which will turn to Jesus Christ as the Messiah. However, they'll be persecuted during that 7-year period of time by the Muslims and then Satan and his evil angels. That's Psalm 83, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11, and chapter 12, verses 7 to 17. These times are quickly approaching. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...